in Finding the Feds' Missing Children, Child Trafficking in America by Muckraker.com, Anthony Rubin reports that since 2021, about 400 children a day are smuggled into the United States, processed by the federal government, and released into the country.
On August 19, 2024, the Department of Homeland Security announced that they had lost track of over 300,000 of these children. In June of 2024, a government insider from the Department of Health and Human Services provided Muckraker with a list detailing the names of over 8,000 alien children, along with their last known addresses. So, we began an operation to find the missing children ourselves.
Carlos Arellano used to work for the NGOs delivering these children throughout the United States.
I spent over two decades working for NGOs, and to be more specific, I spent about 7 years escorting children around the country, delivering them from point A to point B. One of the things that I used to do was I used to move kids in the middle of the night in private airfields, private charter planes. We had countless of kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds tell us that, oh, they woke us up at 3 in the morning and they took us to a private airfield where the entire plane was full of kids. And I asked them over and over again, did you see other adults on this plane or were all the seats just children? And they would say the entire plane, every single seat was a child on it. And then they spoke on how they would land in New York and get on charter buses. And then when their sponsor finally picked them up, they picked them up at a park, at a public park in the middle of the night. And I would get confirmation from the sponsor as well. What time did you pick your child up? Did you pick them up at the airport or at the park? And they confirmed that as well. It was at 3 a.m. in the park. And these kids, all of them told stories about how they had little friends that they lost touch with. They never heard from again. We had a lot of kids in the New York area with their sponsors where I asked them, hey, did you go through any fingerprints? Did you go through any type of background to get this child? They said no fingerprints, no background. All I did was sign a piece of paper and they gave the kid to me. And then they turned around and gave the kid away 2 days later. The youngest child I moved was 3 months old. When I moved that 3 month old, I wasn't given formula. I wasn't given diapers because supposedly I was supposed to land where I was going to drop this child off at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And I ended up dropping the child off at 2 a.m. And one of the biggest issues we ran into on this trip was that a lot of these so-called sponsors were telling us, oh, we gave the child away the moment it got here. We gave it away after a day or we gave it away after 2 days. And after they tell us, oh, well, they gave it away, there's no way to find this child anymore. It's a dead end. Those kids are lost forever, never going to find them again.
In their search, Muckraker.com found that these young children were officially living in dilapidated, vacant homes.
This was a house we showed up at in New York. This was in Amityville, New York, on Long Island. It was a house where allegedly two young boys, 7 and 10, were sent to a sponsor there. And we showed up, and the house is totally derelict and shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. We tried calling the phone number associated with the sponsor, and it was just disconnected.
Two children were delivered to a sponsor that lives at this address. But as you can see, nobody lives here, and honestly, it doesn't look like anybody's lived here in quite a long time.
On a hidden camera, Border Patrol admits they know this is going on.
Have you seen that movie,
Sound of Freedom?
Yeah,
Sound of Freedom. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
exactly like that.
You guys get the kids coming over here with the notes that are attached to them with the addresses, right? And a lot of times that just lead to like a sex trafficker or something, right? Mm-hmm. That's legit.
Yep. There's a lot of shit that we can't tell.
What's the issue though? Why can't you guys talk on camera?
It's the policies that we have, things that we can and can't say. Honestly, though, I really wish there was more people like you.
Yeah.
Exposing this shit.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. It truly is a horrible thing.
Yeah.
It is a horrible thing.
Once they're detained and they're in the hands of Border Patrol and then HHS, that's it. Even if they say, listen, I just want to go back to my parents. I was smuggled here. They will not send the kid back home. They send him off at best to a foster care system.
See it all at Muckraker.com. For InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps that spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
America is under attack. Your future hangs in the balance. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Some of its own land to Russia in order to end the war?
We'll see what happens.
What's your message to the Libyans tomorrow?
What happens. Let's get some peace. We need peace. We need to stop the death and destruction, don't you think? Wouldn't that be nice? Huh?
Do you have a plan?
That Ukraine should turn over some of its.
If it keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. Going down, going down, going down.
We are live, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, on Friday, September 27th, 2024. 38 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, 50 seconds to the most important election in world history. And then once elected, the globalists have pledged publicly, the Democrats have announced civil war conditions in the next 114 days, trying to get Trump actually inaugurated in the District of Evil, D.C. This is 100 trillion times infinity more important than the NFL and the Super Bowl, because that doesn't matter. The people get into it because it's a facsimile of war, and we're designed to battle for freedom. So we think the freedom is our team winning. It's like a baby duck can be born, and if you have a puppet of a fox and it talks to the ducky, it will imprint and think that that puppet is its mama. And it's the same thing with the worship of sports and entertainment and all of it. It's designed to make you invest mentally in that so you can't differentiate at a subconscious level or even conscious level for some fiction from nonfiction, what's real versus what is make-believe. Now, it won't hurt a child to lie to him and tell him Santa Claus is real, but it will prime them to actually believe fantasy's true. But it will hurt them to tell them that a shot is going to protect them when it actually hurts them. And that's an example of what we deal with every day. All right. There are so many big stories that we broke 25 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, a month ago, that the public wasn't ready for. And there's literally thousands of these. And it went super viral Monday when I was at Tucker Carlson's big event in Pennsylvania. And I said, I want you to search human-animal hybrid clones are gestating inside cows at labs across the United States. And that pulls up like a 7-year-old, 8-year-old MIT article. I was covering stuff 28 years ago when I first learned about that, several years on air, because I was sent government documents and lab documents about it by listeners. Because back then, there weren't many talk show hosts on air talking about this, so I was blessed of not being super informed. I knew about the globalists, the Federal Reserve, and you know, the government shipping in drugs and their plan for world government and the vaccines were tainted with sterilants. I mean, I knew a lot more than the general public. But boy, when I got on talk radio at 22, after 2 years of Access TV, and the locals educated me as well. A lot of old guys and women that knew more than I did would bring me stuff. But when I hit radio and then it got syndicated, I was sent all of this. I would have engineers show up in the parking lot and go, hey, here's an Atlantic Scientific cable box. I'm one of the engineers that designed this. And, you know, the guy's driving like a $100,000 Mercedes. He goes, I'm retired now. But he goes, this has a hidden microphone with voice print and records everything into a text form. And they use it and put it in databases and for advertising later. That was 26, 7 years ago. And then I'd break it open on TV and show the secret manual, and all hell would break loose. Because you weren't supposed to be told in 1997 that all the cable boxes nationwide had microphones in them long before they went, oh, if you found it later, oh, it's for voice print, it's for voice command. No, it wasn't for voice command. That's just part of what it can do. And, of course, the last month, AP, Reuters, New York Times, oh, my God, the FBI may charge Ford. They put secret microphones in the cars and are listening to you. And then it turns out Ford put them in 15 years ago, Chevy 18 years ago, Mercedes 20 years ago, Toyota 10 years ago. I showed you on air when I bought a new Samsung Smart TV 10 years ago. My ex-wife filed for divorce, kicked me out of the house. I moved into an apartment, bought a new TV. I said, let me read the terms of service. I actually read it and it said, in English, very cartoonishly, that this TV can and will record your conversations and will share the data with third parties. So you shouldn't say anything or do anything that you don't want recorded. It just said it in plain English. I showed you the thing on TV. We got to dig that up. Hell, you can buy one now and plug it in. Any company that tells you. What am I getting at before I hit all the news? The WEF says they're going to end the family in private ownership of homes, make you live in communes on their own website. 3 years ago, I went to New York and they had big signs up at the UN, big posters saying they would do all this. On the fence in front of it, right by the big statue of a 357 Dirty Harry Magnum Smith & Wesson tied in a knot to ban guns. Just, it's everywhere. And I've got a report where there's these big, you know, laminate, hard plastic posters or outdoor images. And it says, soon you won't live in cities, you'll live in communes. Soon you'll own nothing and like it. Soon you'll eat bugs. And I mean, and they say by 2047, there'll be no more humans, only cyborgs. Now, I don't know if they're going to get that done, but that's crazy. I can play you 50 clips of the WEF saying it. All these, oh, yeah, humans are bad. We're going to not be human soon. And I'm going, hey, they're saying that. Hey, they're, I mean, just yesterday, in fact, I gathered up the stack quickly because I got here late because I was working on a bunch of stuff. Dig through the stack, guys. I know it was an InfoWars article. It was also a bunch of mainstream ones. Global government announced was the headlines. As the answer to stop misinformation. And I've got it back in my stacks today. The UN is teaming up with major corporations to have a global AI system that tracks everybody's internet ID and censors disinfo in live time, which means anything true. I mean, those are bombshells that we warned about decades ago. It's now being rolled out. Now, what's crazy is they metaphysically have to tell you in the fine print what they're going to do in the fine print. Like in October of 2000, 3 months before the poison shots rolled out, the FDA put on their website a list of possible and probable adverse reactions to the mRNA injections that are not vaccines. They're gene therapies. They've had for 25 years and no one's ever approved them to the FDA because it always killed some of the test subjects. Sometimes very quickly, within days. And many of them died within years. Some had miraculous healing
I'll explain why that's so important in a moment. But the point is, they just said we're getting rid of the approval process and just saying emergency authorization now. And now it's a whole bunch of new drugs and a whole bunch of new shots and a whole bunch of new gene therapies. But they told you in there, it's going to cause myocarditis. It's going to cause strokes, blood clots, heart attacks, infertility, turbo cancer. And it all happened. And they told you. And I've shown that image on screen probably 2,000 times. The crew didn't know I was going to call for that. Maybe they'll pull it up for you again. But is there even a point? Maybe you should care and go look it up yourself. All you got to type in is FDA warned of possible adverse reactions to COVID vaccine in October of 2000, and you'll pull up their website. There it is. They pulled it up in 10 seconds. That's just page one. Convulsions, epilepsy, stroke, pancreatic cancer, autoimmune disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome. Would you like me to keep reading? Death, miscarriage, deformity in children, hearts exploding, arteries exploding. Would you like me to keep reading? How about some arthritis? So, how about your joints swelling up so you can't walk? That's on the FDA website. Now, let me tell you what else is on there. I was on air in 1996. And I punched the next caller up. And I'd only been on talk radio a year then. So they had a board operator who would run the show and come in and out with breaks. But I, during the three-minute breaks, had no one else. I would get on the phone. So I didn't screen the calls at all. I just thought it sounded good because at first I just punched people up. What's your name? You're on the air. You're on the air. But I get during the breaks because it sounded more professional. I'd say, listen, I don't want to screen your call. Just what's your name? Where are you calling from? So I'd write it down on a piece of paper and then I'd run back over to my microphone and I'd punch people up. So it's like, hey, I'm a nurse. I've got big breaking news on taking blood secretly from kids and secret databases. Hold on, ma'am. We're back in 1 minute. I'll go right to you. So I get back in my seat. Light goes live. Intro music. Next segment. And I go, we got a nurse on the line. It's got some breaking news for us. Bloop. She goes, I work at Fort Sam Houston. We got to find this. It's probably somewhere. I work at Fort Sam Houston for more than 20 years. I've worked as a nurse in biomedical research. And I just want you to know that there's a program since the 70s that all babies at birth since 1974. And I go, oh, that's the year I was born. Your data, it's put in a database in Minnesota and Michigan. And they're creating DNA sequences of it. And they're selling it to all these corporations and foreign governments. And so when they prick your baby's heel and claim they're doing a blood test, they send it off for a blood test. It's not for a blood test. It's a lie. And she said, I'd like to give you the documents. And I said, sure. Here's our address. She didn't mail it up to North Austin, North 183 to the radio station. I was only on Saturday and Sundays then. She showed up the next weekend waiting in her car, an older woman, with the documents. This is just a little snapshot why I get so frustrated because I could talk for 20 hours just on this. I go on air a week later, do some research, talk about it, and then all of a sudden another woman calls in from Minnesota. And she said, it's crazy you're talking about this. They did this to my daughter 20 years ago, and now she has a genetic disorder, and we went to try to get a gene therapy for her, and it turned out that a company came in and said, we own your DNA sequence and protein. You have to pay us. And I went, wow. She goes, yeah, we're filing suit next week. Would you like to talk to my lawyer? So I say, yes. So I get her lawyer's number. A month later, it wasn't a week later, they file suit. It hits national news. So that's how synergy works. This nurse gives me info. I'm learning about it right as others learn about it because they're not allowed to get medical care because a corporation bought her blood 20 years ago. And now she tries to go get this other company to do it. It turns out they've already got her sequenced, coded in a computer. This is 25 years ago at least, 26, 7 years ago. 1996, I wonder where that is. So then I kind of get on this jag for a while. I probably do 15 shows over the next year about it. More lawsuits get filed in Texas. People find out. So the reason I start with this today, before all the other news, trying to stop World War III. Yeah, there it is. State secret baby blood stockpile must stop, lawsuit says. There it is. And there were more over the years. That's 2023. Print me all those guys. By the way, I didn't pre-plan this. I just decided to talk about this 10 minutes before I went on air because there's some other news I'm about to hit that's current that ties into this. I just want to give you a snapshot. And the crew's just topping what I'm saying and pulling, you know, even more stuff up. So that's how I rabbit hole stuff is. I start learning about something that's really interesting. They're telling you it's a blood test to make sure your baby doesn't. Well, they can do that locally. It's not a blood. They lie to you. It's a mandate through the state, all 50 states. It goes into a Pentagon database. And then 20 years later, your daughter's got a genetic disorder. They've got a therapy they can do that fixes it. And then the company that's doing it goes, sorry, in the database, we can't access your DNA. It's been patented and owned by. And then there were big court cases, and federal courts did the right thing and said those companies actually can't do that. The point is they tried. Can you imagine what else they're doing with your blood? Now, that's a small little piece, a little bitty piece of the jigsaw puzzle. That's a huge scandal alone. And it just goes on and on. And the nurses are overworked. The doctors are overworked. They're just following orders. They don't know all this stuff. They give a medical doctor, MD, in their long 8-year education, less than a week on nutrition. Now doctors just do what the computer tells them 95% of the time. They're not even doctors, they're technicians now. There are a lot of good doctors who are still practicing medicine, but that's the real medicine, not this new corporate thing that now came in with poison shots that they knew erased your immune system and have killed upwards of 30 million people. That's insurance actuaries. That's congressional testimony. That happened on purpose to see if they get away with it. And now Pfizer's new big stock option and their new big boon is the exploding cancers that they just so happen to have drugs to treat that they gave you. It's real simple. I was working out at a gym the other day. And the guy gave me his info, and I looked at him. He's like a main rep. I mean, a statewide rep for a big medical company. And he said, look, we're all awake. He goes, we don't need to be rocket scientists to see. They heavily invest in these new cancer drugs that are exactly treating the exact type of new cancers these shots cause. And they're literally expanding their business portfolio, giving people cancer, and then having the toxic treatment. And, of course, we already know that, too. But just, like, people get this. And he was saying there's a crisis inside the industry because people are like, oh, my God, we're pure evil. But they'll quit. They'll move on. They'll get a sociopath that'll do it. And hell, some are worse than sociopaths. Some are psychotics who enjoy it. So I've got news out the yin-yang, and I'll hit it all. But I wanted to just start with this to give you a little example of how I go up on stage with Tucker Carlson, and I say, for at least 70 years, they've been cloning rabbits, humans, pigs, anything they want. They just kept it quiet. Then by the 90s, they admitted, oh, Dolly's the first one. Yeah, right. At least 30-something years, they've been creating animal-human cross hybrids. And they're not just growing them in test tubes in vitro. They're growing them full size. And that's in mainline literature from 30 years ago from the government and from the major research facilities. But you never see newscasts or reports or the creatures. And, of course, the big thing is they admit is they can grow up a humanoid. Some of the bigger cows can have like a 60, 70-pound calf. So they create these humanoids that develop and grow fast in just, you know, the gestation time. Depending on the studies, I've seen 6 to 8 months. And you get like a 60-pound humanoid that's got everything. It's got a brain, it's got lungs, heart, kidneys, liver, testicles, vagina, uterus, everything. And they just, and it's a human, but it's enough cow and that exact breed of cow. And a lot of times it's actually a cross clone with the very cow it's growing in. They can't just clone 100 bulls or 1,000 bulls of the same or 1,000 cows. They've got the cows that are genetically related to the humanoid growing in them. And then they take the humanoid out, they remove all the goodies. And then people are told, oh, you've got this high-quality organ. And you think, well, people would then test and know that that's a chimera, not pure human. No, they have them sign medical forms, just like they take your blood and don't tell you for 50 years, since 1974, an admitted declassified program, and keep it in database you and patent your DNA and sell it off. It's the same thing. Just like the Pentagon under Obama created the COVID virus and the COVID vaccine by 2016. They had it ready. Then they fence it with plausible deniability through Wuhan. Then they release it. Then the shot's the real poison. It was all prepared. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, J&J were all told what to make. And even though the other two were virus vectors on mRNA, they do the same thing, but with a virus, a chimpanzee virus, or in some of them, a human virus. It's a chimpanzee genome in a virus, or a human genome in the virus, and your body just accepts it. It's pure human code with the added spike protein production command, pure cancer, just chimpanzee or an immortal cell line. The main ones they use is a black lady named Henrietta Lacks, and then they got a bunch of cell lines, but the two that they admit to is he has like a name like BC789. I forget his, he's a white kid that was aborted at 8 months. They found out he has immortal cells. They just mean they keep replicating forever, and they can program them however they want. You put them on a table, they don't die, they just sit there. It's like undead stuff. And they call it the Lazarus gene. And then they program whatever they want, then they fire that into you. So you cannot make this up. Yeah, I mean, I forget the number. It's something like 80,000 tons of her cells have been made and injected into people. Henrietta, black lady. So if you're new listener going, what the hell is this? This is a science fiction book. No, this isn't that. This is history. We're already in the future. It's far worse. The stuff I know about, people can't even deal with. Anything I say, you can go look up. All right? Now, the reason I've already spent 27 minutes on this, and I'll come back and talk about the rest of it, the key to it is they've had congressional testimonies that, oh, all the big PCR test companies took your DNA, and it was really about getting your DNA. And they sold it off to all these corporations, the Pentagon and the Communist Chinese. I told you at the time it's a DNA test because the intel was already given to us through whistleblowers in Wuhan, who I later had on air. You can look it up. Have the archivist do it. I told people 4 years ago, don't take the PCR test. It's a secret DNA database. And that's contact tracing. Your name is attached to it, to the test. You think that means whether you had the virus or not. They turned it up 35, 40 times where everybody was basically going to be positive. And now they've got your DNA, the skin cells and all of it out of your nostrils. And now they can create a race weapon just for you, or race specific for a whole group of people, and they can then later say they own your genetics as all these genetic treatments they've got come out. But here's the problem. The genetic treatments kill a lot of people, but also do miraculous stuff. So they've got to be able to have everybody as a guinea pig in a database and test really deadly stuff on people. But out of pure research will come amazing discoveries of what actually works. So they don't just do it for your DNA. They don't just do it for genetic testing. They do it so they get life extension by testing on you while they also kill a bunch of people, set the precedent to kill a bunch of people, corrupt the medical system fully once they find out they were part of it, thinking the medical system will just cover it up and then be complicit and carry out more crimes because now they're captured. Just like a few pedophiles took over the Catholic Church the same way. They didn't bust the pedophiles. They covered it up so they could expand and finally took it over. Same thing, Boy Scouts. See how it works? We'll be right back. I've been on air for 30 plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials. All an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia.
WEF says officially, the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if Patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up on this rabbit hole just trying to get people to understand there's a breakaway civilization of corporations and government playing God. They've decided to get rid of us. They've got super advanced technology. They've already got cures to cancer, everything else. They can already extend life up to 150 years easily. And they've decided to not give us this, but actually test it all on us, kill us off, and normalize that. And I'm talking about this stuff 27 years ago, breaking it, and now it's all over the news as they normalize it. I'm going to finish up with this and then go into all the new breaking news. But overhead shot. California, this is CBS News. California can share your baby's DNA samples without permission. Oh, they don't call it a blood test now for diseases, do they? California can share your baby's DNA samples without permission, but new bill could force state to publicly reveal who they're giving it to. You see? That's CBS. America's hidden national DNA database. Oh, that broke 2 years ago. Wow. New York Times gets a Pulitzer Prize. Bill to shed light on newborn DNA storage in California quietly killed or gutted. CBS News.
The creepy, unconstitutional government database of newborn babies' DNA. The Daily Beast this year. Oh my God, they're so cutting edge. Civil rights group sues New Jersey to drop secret storage use of baby blood spots. It was never a blood test. Since the year I was born, 1974, every baby born in a major hospital had their blood stolen for an illegal damn database. Mom sues state over creepy baby blood database, Fox News. Bio News, baby's DNA secretly stored in NHS database. DNA for millions of newborn babies is secretly stored in NHS database. Now, why did I report that? I could really impress you that people only seem to care about something I predict before. Have the archivist find it. I did it 4 years ago. I said, do not take those damn PCR tests. I told Joe Rogan when he had me on his show. And he said, sorry, it's the rules of Spotify, and you got to do it. I said, I'm not doing it. So they go, okay, we'll just act like we do. And they, I said, you're not getting my DNA. So the lady just goes and puts it. She goes, okay. Oh, you're clear. I go, yeah. I'm explaining it again. I could buy a metal detector at Academy Sporting Goods today because I bought one before. And you can, whether you're looking for silver or gold or steel, you set it to the metal you want and you turn up its sensitivity and you can aim it at the sky and turn it all the way up and it'll go and tell you got gold or whatever you want. There's no gold in the sky. There's no silver in the air. There's no copper in the air. There's no bronze. There's no brass. There's no steel. There's no aluminum. You turned it up so it misfires. That's what they did. But that was only scam level one to create all the fear. They admit it's all fraud. That's admitted by the inventor of it. They got your DNA. And it wasn't just the Pentagon. It wasn't just Bill Gates' corporations. It wasn't just the UN. The Chinese communists were allowed to come in here, and they were the biggest collectors of it out of the companies. And I remember at the time, they had national news stories, Alex Jones and others claim it's a DNA database, damn conspiracy theorist. They were already doing it with other PCR tests for years, and I'll show you those articles. There's nothing more frustrating than knowing criminals are in control and only your naivete allows them to operate. Jim Jordan had testimony about it. How the communist Chinese and others and other corporations and companies did this in a free-for-all. China didn't take the mRNA shot that erases your immune system and primes you for another attack. No, all the Western countries did. And then they've got your DNA on top of it so they can tailor weapons. Remember what the Russians caught starting 10 years ago in eastern Ukraine? They caught U.S. NATO-funded labs claiming they were doing blood tests and stuff for the public, and they were bringing it to bio labs to, again, study how to kill Russians. Same thing. All confirmed. And they denied it for a few years, and then the head of the State Department operation against Russia, Victoria Nuland, went on TV at a congressional hearing and said, yeah, we're doing that. Want to see the clip? Just look it up. Victoria Nuland admits bioweapon labs in Ukraine. And you read the specifics? Race-specific bioweapons. I'm going to stop now. I kind of go on jags sometimes, but I have thousands of topics like this I could go down with you. I'll play the Jim Jordan clip in a minute, but here's some more. Oh, but the Pentagon, they're so sweet. The people that run it, the average troops are good people. But the Pentagon is what kills people and breaks things. It's the death machine, so it's on the hierarchy. It's the boss. And it runs the mad scientists and funds all the... What did Eisenhower, when he left office in 61, say? He said there's a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, and you need to beware it. But they never give you the first part about the technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex, and that you should beware that. It's just the military-industrial complex. And the left like that say, oh, the military, it's bad, but not who runs it. So remember this years ago? Oh, Pentagon leaders tell troops to stop using mail-in genealogy DNA kits because the communist Chinese and others are going to create specific weapons to kill them, Fox News. Pentagon warns military personnel against at-home DNA testing kits, New York Times. Here's another one. China wants your data and may already have it. Oh, NPR. China's quest for human genetics data spurs fears of a DNA arms race. So they let China come in here with 23andMe and all these scammers. And then the Pentagon's like, we're in a race. We've got to do it through the PCR test and then let China collect too. Meanwhile, the Pentagon was way ahead of China with everybody born's DNA. Oh, look, they're ahead of us. Yeah, right, you invented it. Exclusive China gene firm providing worldwide COVID tests working with Chinese military. Reuters. Isn't that just sweetie cake? All right, I'm going to play the clip of Jim Jordan. I'm done on this, and I got so much I need to hit. But I just thought, you know, at least a couple times a week, I need to revisit big compendium stories that just kind of give people just to surface. You know, people like, God, that was complex and a lot of crap. That was nothing. And I only know a little bit of what they're up to. And people can't even deal with all admitted facts. Not in Kansas anymore. And they're so advanced, the technology now, they can already cure everything. And what was their decision? Slowly kill everybody and test stuff on them. We'll use them up. Use them as guinea pigs and kill them. If you think they're going to let you go to the ball games and have fun and watch Netflix forever, that's just while they're taking over. They're going to kill you and your family and pose as your saviors while they do it. The decision's been made to murder everybody except a few 100,000 globalists. They say publicly they're going to keep 500 million around. That's so their minions think they're going to have a place in this. You ain't going to have a place. You don't turn something like this on and turn it off. The decision's been made. And are you going to sit there and suck your thumb and say, this is too scary, I can't admit this? Well, then you deserve what happens to you if you act like that. But here's the thing. I don't. And I don't give my approval. And I'm going to fight. And I'll tell you something else. God's watching. You can be as nihilistic as you want, but children deserve to be defended because they don't know what's going on. When they come of age, they can decide to be sloths and roll over and die. And that's fine. God hates cowards. But when they're children, we have a moral responsibility in front of the Almighty, creator of everything, to gut up and do the right thing. And for me, it's not even a hard choice. What a group of sickos that would do this to their own species. What a maggot-infested trash heap. We will defeat them. They are so jealous of the future. They are so greedy. And that and humanity's created so much incredible things, and they turn it all to evil. Yeah, and I love how almost all these 23andMe and all these families do this. Their kids are all committing suicide. They're all dying young. I mean, you don't want to serve Satan, man. That's the last guy you want to be cuddled up like a little chick under the wings of Satan. Oh, you're my Satan. You're going to kiss me. The God of failure, the God of betrayal, the God of disorder, the God of ugliness. Who the hell would want to worship that? Dumbasses, fools, people that have Stockholm syndrome and subconsciously and spiritually are scared of it, so they decide to roll over to it. See where that gets you. One thing my dad taught me when I was really young, when I'm walking through a neighborhood or something and a dog runs out and starts barking at you, the last thing you do is run or it's going to bite you in the ass. You just turn around and be very calm. That really freaks them out. And if they keep coming, you say, get out of here. And if they really keep coming, it's real simple. You kick them under the mouth right when they come over. And if that doesn't work, there's plenty of stuff you can do. And I've only a few times had to beat the living shit out of a dog. One time a sheepdog wouldn't get off me, bit my hands up a little bit, but it did live. I thought I broke its neck, but it was tough. It had a little surgery, but the point is that if you think rolling over to these people and showing your ass to them like an ostrich is going to get you ahead in life, you're a dumb bastard. All I know is it feels good to fight on my feet. Sticking my head in the ground really feels bad. Feels good to get fired up. and admit what we're facing. So let me play this last clip and I'll get into all the news. I'm tempted just to cancel the guests today. They're good. I asked them on. It's important. We already know they stayed January 6th, but I guess it's all kind of come out now. We got to just put a cherry on top, kind of put a bookend on it. And that's what should we do now that it's all proven and admitted in Congress? Because I got so much other huge news here. But really, the technocracy all around us, the breakaway civilization right next to us, the upside-down world they built that's absorbing the real world now, because it's at odds with it. It wants to be the only world there is. Our fall, they believe, is their ascension. Isn't that really the only topic? Because everything else feeds into that. Oh, my God, Ford's listening to everything you do in your car. Yeah, for 15 years. What do you think the smartphones have been doing for 15 years? They even changed the Telecommunications Act to listen to you legally in it. So why are they acting like, oh, it's maybe illegal now? Because that's how they introduce it. Oh, God, we're listening to you. Oh, don't worry. We've got regulations. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's a 50-year-old DNA database of all your blood. Well, we've got a bill that might tell you what we're doing with. Oh, I'm sorry, that bill failed. Here's Jim Jordan. There's hours of the testimony, but here's this little snapshot as they're discovering, oh, my God, they've got our DNA. Oh, my God, the PCR test. Oh, my God, and the Chinese have got it. Oh, my God, this is an emergency. Oh, goodness gracious me. Here it is.
You mentioned something about human DNA and American going to China. So I didn't catch that. Could you fill me in?
So Dr. Asher talked about export controls for biotechnology, and I know he knows this as well or better than I do, but it's not just technology, but it's information, and our genetic information is actually critical. And I do assess that the Chinese have set up circumstances that they're doing a lot of our gene sequencing of Americans that are through normal labs or even through studies at the NIH. And they're doing that for a reason, and that genetic sequences are powerful. They know our vulnerabilities. It is the first step in devising a potentially ethnic weapon, as was discussed by Dr. Asher. And similarly, I don't know if it's still the case, but I believe it is, you're not going to see any genetic sequences of Chinese exported out of the country. That was a law. There's a reason for that. And when we talk about export of technology, export of our genetic information may be the most important key that we need to stop.
Well, I want to make sure I understand this. So American genetic information is going to China, the same China that Dr. Asher talked about is doing bioweapon research with this stuff, and you're saying that combination is a particular concern.
It is an absolutely huge concern from where I sit. And again, I've been out of the formal bioweapons defense part of the government for a period of time, but genetic information is very powerful, right? It decides who we are. It tells about our vulnerabilities, not only disease states, but potential for genetic weapons. And what I mean by that is there are variations in receptors and other things that vary by populations, and those can potentially be exploited so that a new pathogen would differentially target a race, a European ancestry versus someone else. And we are essentially just giving all that information to China in the context of what I do believe is an unprecedented and terrifying.
What's the rationale for giving that to China? I mean, I think that's a fundamental question we got to ask on all this. Why are we giving all this information to China?
So that's testimony yesterday. That's the former head of the FDA. And what he gave you was 70-year-old news. 70-year-old news about DNA and race-specific weapons, at least. So you think you're getting tomorrow's news today. You just got 70-year-old news with an update on China as an overlay. So that's 20-year-old news, 30-year-old news. But here you get tomorrow's news today. And I don't want to have a monopoly on that. I want everybody to get it. Get the crash course update, like when you're in college, you're behind because you party too much and you go get the little cheat booklet because you can't read the whole book. You got to write an essay on tonight. So you read the cheat booklet. And I'm just like, hey, I got their whole blueprint. They've been quite public. They think you're dumb. They admit it all like you're idiots. And they are slowly putting stuff with the food and water and shots to kill us all, and it's happening. Maybe we could, like, not be for this? All right, I'm done. I mean, I've got like 20 more articles about mass deaths of kids, mass miscarriage, total death, millions dead, cancers exploding, total insanity, Harvard studies, John Hopkins, British Medical Journal, New England Medical Journal, just total death just today, total insanity, just mass murder everywhere. And it's just, oh, liberal, you know. It's a sudden unexpected infant death increases post-COVID shot, major study. I mean, it's just vomit everywhere. All right, I'm done talking about it. Oh, let's talk about how Kamala said she's going to legalize all the illegal aliens to vote. We got that clip. Trump, you're insane. We don't want illegals to vote. We want illegals to vote. They are voting. We're going to ban all fracking. Trump, you want to ban fracking? That's insane. I never said that. I'm going to ban all your semi-autos. You want to ban my semi-autos? You're a liar. That's crazy. Oh, here's one. UN expects urgent UN United Nations to lay foundations for global governance of artificial intelligence using AI to control everything. We'll counter AI by one super AI that controls everything and bans you using AI. Like the UN says, we got the guns and you won't. Civilian firearm ownership threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. The year 2000, UNIDIR official UN report. Well, the only thing that's a lie in that is that it's legitimate for only the state to have weapons. But they said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And now they say, no one can have AI but the global government. Because it's just a weapon. It's just a tool. Got that big report. Oh, a whole bunch. UN says global rules for AI are imperative. Five urgent needs for global governance. Oh, global government. Oh my gosh. New York Times, Washington Post. It's so liberal. Oh, God. But it doesn't exist. The ADL says, you talk about world government. Oh, my God, you're a racist, and you should be put in prison. Meanwhile, just everywhere, world government's going to control everything, cashless society, track everything you do, force injections, mass lockdowns, force quarantines, brainwash your children to cut their genitals off. I mean, just psycho lunatic land out in the open, masquerading like it's good. And I sent you guys a clip of this. It's on my ex. They have UN officials up at the podium at the head UN, just grab the whole pitcher of water and just start drinking it like they're just morons. I mean, there's just no etiquette, no nothing, just insane slobbering criminals, murdering, massing, just UN goes into the Congo and kills 10,000 villagers, mows them down to take their land to build a lithium mine. The New York Times even reports, yeah, the UN slaughtered 10,000. It's good for the earth. They made a carbon sink out of it. I mean, just bonkers. All right, I've got so much news on World War III and the economy and just masses of stuff. I didn't go into a 45-minute breakdown of the technocracy because I didn't have news. It was the opposite. I was sitting here thinking, I don't need to just sit here and tell you all the problems and all the symptoms. I need to tell you the disease, the technocracy, the eugenicists, the globalists that want the life essence of technology and have now got it and don't want us to have it, stealing the whole future from everybody. And if people get into what I'm into, which is happening, reality, knowing how the architecture really works, we can change it and defeat it and stop it together. And I'm not offering some utopia like the left does. I'm saying a lot better world that's pro-human, Team Humanity. And Elon Musk agreed we'll call it Team Humanity. There's been some buzz around that, but not enough. I think we need to announce our team, not just oppose the enemy, but announce what we stand for. All right, let me stop there. Massive guest coming up, breaking news, so much insanity. Wait till you hear this other stuff. I mean, American Psychological Association tells children, I have the report, asking questions and questioning anything is hateful and disinformation. Just like the New York Times. Asking questions is bad and racist. You know you're in a cult when they go, the number one rule is don't ask questions. So, this is all desperation by them, but let me throw this out. I want to thank the listeners. I fired the bat signal yesterday, and I explained that if you want to either keep InfoWars on the air or have us be able, with working with folks, launch something very quickly, if we don't get good buyers and we get shut down on November 13th is the due date, 48 days, 47 days, whatever it is, then you need to go to our sponsors that are supporting InfoWars in case that gets saved, but also backing new operations that are critical. So here's the bat signal. And we had a good support yesterday. Plus, you get great shirts and ball caps and spread the word that way. If we have another 15 days as good as yesterday, I won't have to sit here and beg you. But it's simple. You want me to stay on air in this critical time when we're reaching tens of millions a day? This is the place to put your money. Plus, you get great t-shirts. It's a no-brainer. Less than 1% ever go buy anything. We have a gigantic audience of tens of millions. I guess maybe another 0.5% decided to go get some stuff. Thank you. Will the rest of you go get incredible shirts? Because this isn't entertainment. You got to get out of that mindset. You're not watching a Netflix show or a comedy show. This is humans fighting for the future of our species that know what we're doing and are fearless and won't stop. But I need backing, and I will never give up. I will never sell out, but I could give out. You can have the best racehorse in the world, but if you don't feed it and give it water and take care of it, it's not going to be able to win the race. In fact, it's going to die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your help. I humbly ask you to take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And let me make this announcement. InfoWars has not had the money and the shutdown and the last CRO that was trying to cripple us and shut us down through money. He failed, but we're barely in the black. We don't have this best-selling original. This is the best-selling InfoWars shirt of all time. It's been out for over 15 years. Well, guess what? The folks at TheAlexJonesStore.com, right here in America, in Arkansas, are now making it with the big red InfoWars on a black shirt or navy blue with the InfoWars flag on the right shoulder, the American flag at InfoWars. And if InfoWars shuts down, this will be a collector's item. And if we don't, you'll know that you helped save it because most of the money's going to InfoWars, but some is going to me to fight the legal battles that I still have to pay for and to launch the escape ship, which if the ship may sink, we've already got to get it in the water. We hope the main ship doesn't sink. We're now, or to use a Star Trek analogy, the Wrath of Khan, when Captain Kirk goes, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes or we're all dead. I mean, it's real simple. And you'll see if you don't support. I mean, we won't explode out of the blocks if they shut this down if you don't flood us with support. If you flood us with support, we will explode out of the blocks even bigger. And there's a lot of other stuff going on, but I'm so busy on air. A lot of good stuff's happening, okay? But we need this at least as the backup. So go now to TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go, go, go. This is history happening. Get incredible shirts that are delivered really fast at TheAlexJonesStore.com now, now, now. I want to thank you all for your support. And yes, InfoWarsStore.com, stuff that's in stocks, ready to ship. You'll get it very quickly. It's excellent. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off. We're trying to save the main ship, so it's important to help that. So get a couple plants you got to water here. InfoWars and TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I see you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalist. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.